Local media in the Philippines are reporting the country's former president, Fidel Ramos, has accepted an offer from current president Rodrigo Duterte to be the government's special envoy to China. 88-year-old Ramos was president of the Philippines from 1992 to 1998 and has been largely credited with solidifying ties between the two countries. Ramos reportedly met with Duterte on Saturday to discuss the upcoming mission to China. The Philippine government has yet to comment. Ramos was reportedly tapped by Duterte just days after the Permanent Court of Arbitration ruled in favor of the Philippines on the South China Sea dispute. However, at 88 years old, his age reportedly left Ramos questioning whether he would be up for the job. Despite the court's ruling, on Friday, Rodrigo Duterte said he hopes China and the Philippines can reach a settlement to end their dispute in the South China Sea, citing economic reasons. Announcing plans to establish industrial zones across the Philippines, Duterte says a peaceful resolution of the dispute will not only benefit bilateral trade, but also Chinese investment in the Philippines. Attending this weekend's ASEAN Plus 3 foreign ministers meeting in Laos, Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Liu Zhenmin says bilateral talks remain the only option to bringing the dispute to an end.
We are very dissatisfied and unhappy with the ruling by the International Court of Arbitration, and we immediately made clear our stance of non-acceptance and non-recognition. So now the dispute between China and the Philippines has returned to where it was 3.5 years ago, when the Philippines first unilaterally initiated the arbitration. The dispute still exists, and negotiation is the only way out.
A growing number of international observers are also suggesting talks between China and the Philippines is the best option. Prasit Akaputra is a professor of law at Thailand's Thammasat University.
I think it is the best way, and forget this verdict, because this verdict cannot be enforceable. And others that would like to submit the case, look like in the case of Philippines for what? Vietnam or Malaysia or Brunei? I think that is useless to solve this problem. We need to use diplomatic way. This may be better, much more better than litigation.
Li Guocheng with the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences suggests it will be in the best interest of the Philippine government to restart talks.
China has always been open to negotiations on the South China Sea issue, and China welcomes all efforts by relevant countries to resolve the dispute through dialogue and negotiation. Also, if China and the Philippines can initiate talks again on this topic, the discussions should not by any means be based on the arbitration results.
It is being reported the ruling from The Hague will not be part of the agenda if and when Ramos is dispatched to China to open up talks. For CRI, I'm Victor Ning.